The week began with Governor Andrew Cuomo signing into law a bill to expand the state's DNA database to most misdemeanor crimes.
This law makes this state a better state, a fairer state, a safer state. And that's what it's all about.
The DNA bill was passed in an all-night session that ended last Thursday morning. Cuomo and lawmakers also settled redistricting lines that are largely favorable to incumbent lawmakers for the next 10 years and approved changes in benefits for future state workers. They will now have to contribute more towards their pensions and receive less in return. Legislators are suffering a backlash from those last two votes from the state's largest public employee union. Civil Service Employee Association President Danny Donahue announced that the union is suspending all political endorsements and campaign contributions to state legislators because of the deal. Donahue says lawmakers put their own political self-interest ahead of the retirement security of future state workers by trading redistricting for pension changes, and he says the union is considering backing primary challengers to key incumbent lawmakers.
If they think that, you know, well, we'll forget about this in a month or two, I don't think they understand what they've done. The governor has burnt a lot of bridges and his so-called pension reform bill, and we're not going to, which provides no immediate savings for anyone out there, and we're not going to forget rather quickly.
Unions provide support in the form of staffing phone banks, distributing literature, and holding signs at campaign rallies. Governor Cuomo is not up for re-election for two more years, but senators and assembly members will all face the voters this year. Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver denies that the lack of union endorsements and help could be a problem for lawmakers' re-elections, and he chided CSEA for making its decision based on one vote.
I have no reaction to that. I think the public and CSEA and anybody else is free to always assess who they think is worthy of their support, and support should not come as a result of a vote yes or a vote no on any particular bill.
Speaker Silver says he's now focusing on the state budget. His House has some disagreements with the governor's plan, including Cuomo's desire to award $250 million in school aid on a competitive basis. The speaker and many other lawmakers think most of that money should go directly to aid poor school districts. Meanwhile, progressive-leaning groups lobbied lawmakers to raise taxes on corporations in the new budget. Ron Deutsch with New Yorkers for Fiscal Fairness says corporate tax loopholes should be closed.
That allows some of the biggest profitable corporations in New York to avoid paying little or nothing in taxes need to be closed immediately so that we can adequately fund the services that need to be provided to struggling New Yorkers.
The legislature did not appear close to making final decisions on the budget. Conference committees were gathering, but at this meeting of the Higher Education Conference Committee, little was accomplished, as Assembly Chair Deborah Glick admitted the committee has not yet been told the amount of money it has to allocate.
Until there is an opportunity to be more targeted to actual dollar figures, I think we're a little bit at a standstill.
Lawmakers have nearly two full working weeks before they have to settle on a new budget. It's due April 1st. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.